Okay, and welcome back. This is going to be very interesting. Healing with light. Is this the medicine of the future? It very well may be. We're going to talk to somebody who knows more about it than probably anybody on the planet, Dr. Larry Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E. He is the author of Healing Light, Energy Medicine of the Future. Very few of us know that light is the basis for all existence on this planet. And it's no accident that the opening paragraph of the Bible, certainly one of the oldest books ever written, and the basis for several great religions, describes the formation of the universe as beginning with light. Indeed, it is the energy of light that makes all life in the universe possible. But what, now think about this, what exactly is light? How is it created? And how are specific colors and frequencies of light able to energize and rejuvenate virtually any type of diseased cell or tissue, convincing many researchers that healing with light represents the future of medicine and a new hope for mankind? Probably, as I said, nobody knows more about the theory and practice of applying energetic light frequencies to halt pain and heal diseases of the human body than Dr. Larry Lytle, one of America's pioneers in the research and development of cold laser light technology for medical applications. Dr. Lytle's design advancements in handheld low-level laser devices have won clearance by the FDA for use in the treatment of hand arthritis, and based on the positive results of recent clinical pretrials, additional FDA clearances for light treatment of diabetes, high blood pressure, memory loss, and learning disabilities are expected to come along in the not-too-distant future. Welcome to the program, Dr. Lytle. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm glad you're here. There's some very provocative questions to start that all out with. Let me ask you, are you familiar with the work of Dr. Royal Raymond Rife?
I sure am.
Well, and, then, there's a very, very big component of light being passed through those crystal prisms that illuminated his view field that enabled him to watch and then discover that light would actually disable, once he changed it, transformed it to electromagnetic radio frequencies, organisms. He killed bacteria and viruses basically with light that had been transmitted or otherwise changed, shifted over to an RF frequency. He was able to determine that. Fascinating stuff, and that's how I first got involved with the idea that light had anything to do with healing at all.
Well, I have never met Royal Rife, but I've read much of his material, and of course am very familiar with his frequency work that he based upon. His attitude was, there's a frequency of the heart and the brain, the heart being EKGs, electrocardiograms, the brain being electrocephalograms. And that was discovered in the late 1800s. Mm-hmm. And Royal Rife said, well, if they have a frequency, why doesn't the liver? And why doesn't the pancreas? Of course it does. And now we know that every cell in the body, the trillions and trillions of cells, are made up of multiple trillions of atoms. And each of these atoms has its own specific spin and its own specific frequency.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, he was able to, again, change the light that was being actually passed through four or five triangular-shaped prisms and finally ending up on the view field that he was observing at up to 50, 60,000 magnification, and he was able to convert that light frequency, as I said, transmute it into radio frequencies. And when he was observing a specific virus, I'll keep this real simple, he kept changing the light until he found the particular wavelength of light that was being beamed onto these viruses, all the same kind of viruses, or in many cases mostly, until that virus actually began to glow a green. It would absorb that light wavelength and then fall apart. And he found its own particular, as you just said, MOR, or mortal oscillatory frequency. And he used that to come up with a radio frequency that he broadcast and was able to kill viruses and bacteria very simply that way.
I think one thing that I believe today, I understand Rife's work. I believe today we don't really kill things. And because that term, when you start killing something, how does one know we aren't killing something beneficial? What I believe is happening, and I think Royal Rife, if he were alive, would agree with me, I believe we're canceling the frequency of the virus. And it would be no different than your radio show, Jeff. If someone turned the radio off, mm-hmm. you didn't kill the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You just interrupted the frequency.
Sure. And basically, we're deconstructing an operating functional organism by canceling its frequency.
That's right. And I think that's an entirely different thing than killing. When one uses the word killing, then I can see that some agency might say, how do you know you're not killing beneficial things?
Well, you know what Rife said, and your point is very well taken. We tend to use the pedestrian way of describing things to keep it simple. He used the term devitalize.
That would be much different. That's the same thing as I believe. When you devitalize, you actually cancel the frequency.
That's what you just said, and I think you're on the exact same page. But that was his proper word. And anybody who really gets involved and studies Rife comes across that word very simply. All right, now let's go back to the beginning here. What is your background? So people understand, and I just want them to know where you're coming from and how long you've been involved with this.
Well, I go back quite a ways. I'm 78 years young.
Really?
And I'm an old farm boy, so I know how things are raised and animals and things and what different thinking goes into that.
You mean you were around before cell phones? Gosh.
I sure was, and actually before televisions.
Yeah.
And so I go way back there, and I graduated with a BS degree and taught school, coached athletics. I went on to school to become a dentist and practice clinical dentistry with emphasis on preventive dentistry and cosmetic dentistry and actually laser dentistry for 35 years.
Wow.
And also during that time, took extension courses and finished my PhD in nutrition.
Is that all?
My dad, an old farm boy, said, if you get another degree pretty quick, you'll be an educated idiot.
How funny. Well, that kind of sense of humor is not around anymore.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
The idea of light is fascinating. Nobody thinks about light. Very few people. They take it for granted. You get up in the morning, it's light. You go to bed at night, you turn the lights on. It's light. Light, light, light. Tell us more about light and what kind of properties it has that make it so unique in this universe.
Well, you summed it up in the beginning, and God said, let there be light, and he saw the light and said it was good. So everything has to come from light. If your listeners would just think for a minute, if light was the only thing that was here in the beginning, then everything had to come from light. And then later on, we know that light is of different wavelengths. They measure the tip of the wave. And some of these waves you can see is green light, blue light, red light.
Mm-hmm.
And some you can't see that are out of the visible spectrum of the eye, which is called infrared. And in fact, everything in the universe is just a wave. And it goes clear up to the cosmic waves, all the ways you mentioned to Royal Rife's work in radio waves. They're long waves and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
Our laser system falls pretty much in the visible and the near infrared wavelengths. And they found they've been going on for a long time. I didn't invent the laser, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Laser has been around for 55 years, and certainly in foreign countries. And your listeners will recognize when they go to a grocery store and check their groceries out with a barcode checkout, a little red light underneath it there. That's been around for nearly 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so light does many things. It has memory. It can store information, such as a barcode, and it can instantly regurgitate all that information to tell you clear back to where the product that's in the box that you buy from your grocery store was growing and where it was packaged.
Now, we have
all
to take,
with light.
We have to take a break just for a minute or two. We'll come right back. When we come back, the idea that light can store knowledge, data, bits of information, and yet it's just a waveform. It's not a hard, put your hands on it kind of a substance, is very fascinating. And we might talk a little bit about that. We're talking to Dr. Larry Lytle about healing with light, medicine of the future. And remember, if Rife did it by converting light wavelengths into RF, maybe we don't need to do that at all. I think that's exactly where we're headed. And we'll be right back.